The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 12th of May, 2008. It's the birthday of Edward Lear, London, 1812, the 20th of 21 children, almost half of whom died in infancy. Raised by his sister Anne, who taught him how to paint birds and flowers, went to school only briefly, and then began to support himself by painting. He became one of the most successful bird illustrators in the industry. He worked only from living specimens. When Charles Darwin came back from his trip on the Beagle, he brought back specimens, which he had Edward Lear illustrate. He suffered from periodic depression. He is thought to perhaps have been gay. But in 1832, he had an experience that changed his life. The Earl of Derby invited Lear to come to his estate and paint all the animals in his zoo. And Lear went. And when he got to the estate, he wound up spending most of his free time with the Earl's grandchildren. He'd never spent much time with children before, Edward Lear, and he found that they brought out a whole different side of him. He acted the clown for them. He sang songs and he drew cartoons and he made up humorous poems, nonsense poems, which became his Book of Nonsense, published in 1846, the work for which we know him today. It's the birthday of the actress Katharine Hepburn in Hartford, Connecticut, 1907, who became a Hollywood star by not doing anything that stars were supposed to do. She had unconventional looks. She had red hair and freckles, sharp cheekbones, did not wear makeup, did not cooperate with the media, had a habit of insulting other people in the business. She played smart, sexy, independent, wisecracking women who always were able to get the guy in the end. Won her first Oscar for her role in Morning Glory, 1933, and after that she handpicked each of her movies, often had a say in who the other actors would be, sometimes rewrote her own lines. In 1991, she published her autobiography entitled Me, which was a bestseller, wrote about her 27-year affair with Spencer Tracy and her career and her life in her brownstone in the middle of Manhattan, where she lived for more than 60 years. Katharine Hepburn, who said, "If you obey all the rules, you miss all the fun." Here's a poem for today by Jim Harrison, entitled Mother Night. When you wake at 3 a.m., you don't think of your age or sex, and rarely your name or the plot of your life, which has never broken itself down into logical pieces. At 3 a.m., you have the gift of incomprehension, wherein the galaxies make more sense than your job or the government. Jesus at the well with Mary Magdalene is much more vivid than your car. You can clearly see the bear climb to heaven on a golden rope in the children's story no one ever wrote. Your childhood horse named June still stomps the ground for an apple. What is morning? And what if it doesn't arrive? One morning, Mother dropped an egg and asked me if God was the same species as we are. Smear of light at 5 a.m., sound of Weber's sheep flock and sandhill cranes across the road, burble of irrigation ditch beneath my window. She said, only lunatics save newspapers and magazines. Fried me two eggs. Then said, if you want to understand mortality, look at birds. Blue moon. Two full moons this month, which I conclude are two full moons. In what direction do the dead fly off the earth? Rising sun. 1,000 blackbirds. Pronounced day. Mother Night, a poem by Jim Harrison from his collection Saving Daylight, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org and by the Sleep Number Bed, the bed that allows personal comfort at the touch of a button. Information at sleepnumber.com. Produced by Ella Shovanek and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.